Miss Bugley, a bug book by Stephen Cosgrove, from bookpop.com. Dedicated to the memory of Mrs. Edwards, my third grade teacher, at Acegate Elementary in Kennewick, Washington. She was the most feared, and better still, the most revered. As you lay on a summer's day in a cool and shady place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. White, wispy clouds swirl like ribbons across the skies of more than small. Below the clouds sits the busy little town of Bugville. Here in Bugville, school-age bugs celebrate the end of summer by playing games filled with water and laughter. Meanwhile, inside Buttonwood School, teachers hustle and bustle, hanging this and that on the walls. Even the teachers are laughing, looking forward to the new school year. Truly, Bugville is a wonderful place for bugs to work and play their lives away. A warm, gentle breeze fluttered the curtains as Katie Did Big lay sleeping in her little bug bed. Her room was tiny, but her dreams were big as she slept the morning away. She woke with a start when her mother, Letty Big, knocked on the door. "Time to get up," her mother said. "Summer vacation is over. You don't want to be late for the first day of school." Katie Did jumped out of bed and put on her brand new school clothes. She tied ribbons in her hair and quickly brushed her teeth. After a breakfast of Flutter Flakes and curdly cream, Katie Did ran from the house, backpack over her shoulder. Her pants squeaked that special squeak that new pants do as she ran up Better Street to Buttonwood School. When Katie Did got to school, she saw bug kids crowded around a bulletin board near the principal's office. They were reading the list of classroom assignments posted there. Some bugs got kindly Mr. Crumb for their teacher. Others were assigned to the new teacher, Ms. Grammer. Excited, Katie Did slipped to the front of the crowd and looked for her name. There, at the very bottom of the list, she found it. Katie Did Big. She moved her finger slowly across the line and discovered that her new teacher was Ms. Bugley. Oh, what terrible bad bug luck. Katie Did Big had been assigned to the toughest teacher in school. Dragging her backpack behind her, Katie Did walk slowly to her classroom at the very end of the hall. As soon as she took her seat, the door slammed shut. Standing in the doorway was Miss Bugley. She stood there with her arms crossed, holding a ruler tightly in one hand. "Rules," she snapped, the word cracking like a whip. "There are rules in my classroom. Every little bug has a desk, and every little bug has a chair. Every little bug will keep his or her little bug bottom in that chair. If you wish to speak, you must raise your hand." She turned, looking around the classroom like an army tank swiveling to fire. "Now, are there any questions?" Not one little bug raised a hand. That afternoon, Katie Did sat at her desk, working on a math problem. She muttered to herself as she tried to remember, "What is 2 plus 2? Is it 4 or more or less?" Since she glanced up and saw Ms. Bugley looking right at her. "Katie Did Big, are you having trouble with your math?" asked Ms. Bugley, her voice booming like thunder before a storm.
Yes, ma'am," said Katie Did in a tiny voice.
"Well," said Ms. Bugley, "then maybe it's best that everyone take their math books home. Homework, children, homework." All the bug kids groaned and whispered, "Thanks a lot, Katie Did." With that, the bell rang, ending the first day of school. With a heavy heart and a heavier backpack, Katie Did Big walked home from school. Inside the big house at the corner of Better and Best, she found her 9 older brothers already home. While her brothers snacked on anything not nailed down, Katie Did told them the bad news. "I got Ms. Bugley for my teacher." "Oh, no," groaned her brothers, grinning from ear to ear. "We all had Ms. Bugley. She couldn't stand us." Then, while her brothers rushed out to play, Katie Did went to her room and began to study.
She worked and worked on her addition facts 1 + 1 and 2 + 2. Later that night, she snuggled in bed and added this plus that instead of counting sheep. Soon she fell fast asleep. For weeks and weeks, with their heads hung low, Ms. Bugley's students went to school. They would sit at their desks and listen to the laughter echoing down the halls. Sadly, they rarely had any fun at all. Ms. Bugley's students even had to be careful about looking out the window, for you see, Ms. Bugley wanted all of their attention. She didn't believe in allowing any bug to goof off. It seemed Ms. Bugley didn't believe in anything but homework. One crisp fall day, there was a new notice posted on the bulletin board. It announced the first annual math contest at Buttonwood School. The grand prize for the winning student was ice cream for every bug in his or her class. Throughout the day, there was excitement about the contest, except in Ms. Bugley's class, because, as Ms. Bugley always says, excitement belongs outside. Miss Bugley stiffly stood by her desk and snapped, "Tomorrow is the contest. I expect each of you to do your best. I will accept no less." All the little bugs answered together, "Yes, Miss Bugley." Then, as if there were no contest at all, the students studied spelling, geography, and ancient bug history. The very next day, all the students at Buttonwood School went to the bugatorium. There they sat in classroom groups like buzzing bees waiting for the contest to begin. All the Buttonwood students hoped they would win the ice cream grand prize. Suddenly the room became very quiet as old Mr. Crumb hobbled onto the stage.
"The contest," he croaked, "is like a spelling bee, only with math instead. Each bug will be asked to solve a math problem. The last bug to answer correctly will be the winner. Now let the contest begin."
Class by class, the students lined up at the front of the bugatorium. One by one, each bug was given a math problem to solve. Some questions were very, very hard, and some were a little easier. One by one, bugs were eliminated. Finally, there were only two bugs left. One was Snug and Flitter, a third grader from Ms. Grammer's class, and the other was Katie Did Big from Ms. Bugley's class.
"What," Mr. Crumb asked Snug, "is 2 × 2 / 1?
Snug scrunched his nose and began to count his fingers and toes. He thought and thought, and just before the time ran out, he shouted, 4!
"That's correct," smiled Mr. Crumb. "Now, Katie Did, what is 2 × 3 / 2?
Katie Did began to work the problem over and over in her head. "Let's see," she thought nervously. 2 × 3 is the same as 2 + 2 + 2. That equals 6. But I don't know how to divide. I think the answer should be less than 6. She tried and tried and finally blurted out,
2?
"Oh, I'm sorry, Katie, but your answer is wrong," said Mr. Crumb. "The correct answer is 3. And with that, he declared Snug the winner.
Poor Katie Did stood on the stage all alone, thinking she had let her classmates down. She just knew that Miss Bugley would be mad as a wet hornet because she had lost. But Katie Did and the rest of her class were in for a big surprise. When they got back to their classroom, there stood Ms. Bugley wearing a silly party hat. She giggled as she put a gigantic critter crumb cookie on every bug's desk.
"Ms. Bugley," said Katie with tears in her eyes, "maybe you didn't hear, but we lost. I missed the answer to the last problem."
"No, Katie Did, you didn't lose," said Ms. Bugley.
"You all did your best, and no less. When you try with all your might, you never lose, and winners are always rewarded. As a matter of fact," Ms. Bugley added, "if you all keep up the good work next month, you might get your own ice cream surprise." And with that, the best party that there ever was at Buttonwood School began in Miss Bugley's class.
When you try your very best at all the things you do, remember old Ms. Bugley and the lesson she taught you.
If you would like to hear other books by Stephen Cosgrove, visit bookpop.com.